Welcome to the University of Florida's podcast. This podcast features a discussion between Robert Navarro, a professor for UF's online Master of Science in Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy, and Beth Maggioroni, a recent graduate of the program. Let's listen to see how she balanced both family and work to gain the benefits of her online master's degree in Pharmaceutical Outcomes and Policy.
I'm joined today by Beth Maggioroni, a recent graduate of our program. Good afternoon, Beth.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for joining me today. Please introduce yourself. Tell me a little about what your current position is and your responsibilities.
I'm a national account director in the managed market sales department at Walgreens. I sell and contract for healthcare delivery products with two clients, Humana and MedImpact.
Now, Beth, you're a recent graduate. Congratulations. What track did you select in the master program?
I pursued the pharmacoeconomics track, as I think this had the greatest application to pharmaceutical manufacturing, and that's where I've worked for 13 years, 10 of which as an account manager, and it also relates directly to healthcare reform.
Tell me about the experience that you had going through our program.
I found it just amazing. It was a lot of work, I'll say that up front, but the work that you put in was so beneficial and rewarded over and over again. I feel really lucky to have found out about the program, to have participated in the program, and it's already reaped benefits for me, and I've only been out since May.
How did you balance your work, your family, your personal life, and the school time commitments?
It's a good question. I actually travel a lot for work, and so I always took a textbook along or a project, and it's amazing how much of our lives we spend waiting. So I just made sure that I always was prepared when I had a few minutes and was able to accomplish everything that I needed to working in that fashion.
Now, our classes are in the evenings or weekend, and depending upon the class, can you talk a little bit about our classes? They're live synchronous classes. Talk a little bit about your experience in the live classes.
I really like the live classes. It was a great opportunity to discuss healthcare issues. The professors structured the classes so that the individuals in the class would have a topic to contribute to. And I think I learned as much from my classmates as I learned from the professors, because the quality of the classmates was so high. I had doctors, lawyers, nurses, PharmDs, MSLs, even some of my own clients in there. And with the guidance of a very high quality professor with cutting edge topics, we were able to discuss issues and come up with solutions related to healthcare.
Now, the instructors in the course are living in different cities. Tell me about their availability and how easy it was for you to interact with the instructors on an individual basis.
All of the professors were approachable and offered themselves as a resource, not only during the class, but in the future. I've kept all their phone numbers and would feel perfectly comfortable even today picking up the phone if I had a topic I wanted to discuss and giving them a holler.
Now, the program has you coming to Gainesville for two live weekend seminars. Say a few things about your experience in the live seminars.
The seminars were some of my favorite moments in the program. They were always on a cutting-edge topic and drew KOLs, key opinion leaders, from all over the country. The structure of the seminars encouraged the students to apply what they learned, and we were able to synergize with each other to tackle real problems in healthcare. If I had the means, I would continue to attend them forever.
You're always welcome. Talk a little bit about your experience with the quizzes and the exams.
They were structured to allow the students to apply the knowledge that we had learned in the course, which I liked. It wasn't just busy work. It wasn't just a metric to see what you had learned, but I almost felt like it was another learning experience completing the exams because of the application and synergistic piece. Most were open book, so it wasn't how much you remembered, but how you were able to use the information. They did require a lot of time on average, about 8 hours on a weekend, but it was well worth it as a learning experience.
Now, your final work project in the before graduation is to come to Gainesville and sit for the comprehensive exam. Describe the day of a comprehensive exam.
That's a memorable day. We were all very nervous because we didn't know what to expect, although we had been told not to worry, that as long as we had been in the classes and done well, we would probably do well. And so I was pleasantly surprised that I had prepared well, so found it fair and only moderately difficult. And I was very glad when it was over with.
I bet you were. Beth, why would you recommend the University of Florida Online Master Program to prospective students?
I think it offers two things. It offers a high level quality of professors. For example, Dr. Malone of University of Arizona with decision modeling, and then you as well with all your background and with AMCP being a founder and writing the first managed care contract back in the 80s, I think it really pulls from top level professors. And then I think the live online setting adds to the learning because you do get to interact with the classmates.
What else would you like to share with students that they may have questions about that now that you've gone through, you can share your experience?
Somebody told me when I was first in the program that my family would get used to it, because I think that was one of the things I found the hardest, was initially trying to balance work, family, and the classes. And they said, just make it through the first semester and you'll be fine, or actually the first course. And so they were exactly right. So I think that's something that everyone needs to keep in mind, is that first course is difficult for a number of reasons, not just the course material, but just the acclimation. But after that, you get your momentum, and all of a sudden, you can't believe it because it's over.
Just like that, it's over.
Just like
most students get through the program in approximately 2 years. You're taking one course at a time, but you can take a semester off if you wish. How long did it take you, and to talk about just the duration of the program?
Well, I started fall 2011 and went straight through for five semesters, other than one semester where I only took half one course instead of two because I wanted to take a trip to Asia. So I think that's the beauty of the program, is that you can go straight through, and that's fine. But if you need to take a semester or half a semester off, you can do that as well. So there's not that time requirement that you've got to do it all back to back.
Very good. Thank you for your comments, Beth. And if students are considering an online Master of Pharmacy, please visit our website. OnlinePop, that's onlinepop.pharmacy.ufl.edu, or email me, Robert Navarro, at rnavarro, R-N-A-V-A-R-R-O, at cop.ufl.edu. I hope to see you in class.